Amen. Magnify the name of Jesus this morning. I'll tell you, it's good. Good lesson this morning in Sunday school. Appreciate that. Appreciate Mark's class this morning. Appreciate that. It's a good lesson this morning. I really like the fact that here that ruler of the synagogue comes and he has, he's trying to bring Paul up on charges or whatever. And ends up getting beat himself. But the most magnificent thing is that he and Paul end up as brothers. He ends up getting saved himself. That's fantastic. Great Sunday school this morning. Had 87. We had several people back today that's been sick. And those of you that's been sick, praise the Lord, you're back. And good to see you. I know that we've got some more that's gone that's got sick. So it's almost a revolving door. And even those that are better it's a struggle. I don't know what all this is, but the Lord knows all about it. And we're just going to keep on praying. He's going to work us through it and things will be well. But several classes this morning exceeded or met their enrollments. Angel's class, Sister Teresa. Jackie's class, Doe's class. Gabriel class, Sister Martha. Salt case with Chris. They all met or exceeded their enrollments this morning. And one of the most attendance was the Shepherd's class, Brother Mark's class this morning. And we have four visitors this morning. If you're visiting with us today and you're a first-time visitor, we'd really like to get to know you this morning. But if you're visiting with us today, and even if you've come in since Sunday school, we appreciate you being here with us and just ask you and invite you to come and be with us anytime here at New Salem Baptist Church when we have service. Couple of just quick notes about missionaries this morning. I asked you to pray for Cindy Murdoch. Her sister passed away, and also she's got a daughter that's just had surgery and just got married, and things it's going to be all right, I believe, but just to pray for her, and she's trying to get in several different places. Plus, the church, one of the ones they started in Central America down in Costa Rica, has wanted her to come and be in service. They've just got a new building and going to dedicate it, and she's praying about whether she'll be able to make that trip or not. Y'all be praying for her. And then another interesting thing, Roger Blevins, he was in a terrible accident. They didn't even think he was going to survive, and he did. In fact, he's back in his director's business, and he was down in Argentina recently, and there was a parade that was taking place there, and there's a young lady that was a soldier, cadet in the military there, and they had witnessed to her and gave her a New Testament Bible, and they got a picture of her here. They sent us. She's got a weapon in one hand with her fingers on the trigger, stocking that New Testament too. She's got them all. Boy, wouldn't it be fantastic if our military had a Bible in one hand and a gun in the other? One? Amen. Wouldn't that be great? Boy, what are you talking about getting some attention? Go ahead.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Ray and Cindy asked us to pray for a man who lives down in Piney. His name is Mark Martin. He's having some trouble with his lungs and asked the church to pray for him. So y'all remember that name and we'll pray for that man. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday, March 31st. Invite somebody to come to church with you and invite them to come to the sunrise service. It's going to start at Hawkins Cemetery at 7 o'clock. And then after the service, we have the privilege this year of serving breakfast. Last time we had a great number of people here we served breakfast to. So looking forward to that. Come and eat and just fellowship. And again, that'll be next Sunday. And there'll be no evening service on Easter. And Cameron Luke's going to be getting married April the 6th, 1 o'clock here at the church. Everybody's invited to come, and there'll be a reception down in the fellowship hall after the wedding. So please be here for that if you can. And New Salem Fire Department's going to have their fish fry. It's going to be on Friday, April the 12th. I'll get that right in a minute. Starts at 6:30 at the fire hall up there. It's a free will donation. They're just raising money, and they'll have fish, chicken, all the sides, but they do need desserts. So anybody that can take a dessert up there before that, they would appreciate that. And Vacation Bible School, we still got the list back there. It's going to be July 15th through the 18th. That is a Monday through a Thursday. Need all kind of workers. Anybody that could help would be appreciated. Just sign up, sign what you'd like to do. And Martha and Carolyn always do their best to accommodate you. But if not, just be thankful for what you get. We just need workers to help in Bible school. So be praying about that. Any birthdays or anniversaries?
John did.
Who? Oh,
yeah.
Birthday.
Which one?
We got birthday.
Birthday, okay.
Yeah, Miss Judy Oliver has invited us to come over to the Methodist Church. Anybody that's willing to sing at sunrise service, and if we could be there at 7 o'clock tonight, she said we'll know the songs, but that'll give us an opportunity to practice.
Everybody can go with us tonight.
Yeah. Even if you don't normally sing in a choir, come. It'll be good. And now,
happy birthday.
If our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing, receive this morning's tithes and offering. Brother Frank Hicks, will you ask God's blessing on our offering, please?
Almighty God, we come before you praising your name and thanking you for all that you provide us. Father, as we have this opportunity to give back some of what you have provided us, we pray that we do so with a good and open heart. We pray that what we give here today will be used in the extent of your work. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
ladies that should be in your park.
We got older than.
I guess he's you.
All right, let's do the last verse.
When old age is stealing on and my strength is almost gone.
Jesus and his glory.
Hey, wait a minute. What was that song y'all were playing during the Awesome Fest?
89 in the other book.
Let's do page 89 in the other book.
Or was it 272?
Or it was in that same book? 272.
Y'all ready over there?
Yes.
Thank you.